For our chapel devotion this morning, we'll focus on Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You may be seated. Today is the anniversary of what we could say was the worst day in American history, or at least one of the worst days. Thousands of people lost their lives in absolutely horrific terrorist attacks. Even more lost family members, friends, and loved ones. America as a nation lost a sense of confidence and security. We still feel the effects to this day. Just an absolutely terrible day. But on that terrible day, there was a huge act of mercy on the part of a small town in Canada. And maybe you've heard this story. It's kind of circling around social media right now. I just want to share with you a little bit about this story. On September 11th, 2001, all the planes entering or in U.S. airspace had to make emergency landings at their closest available airport. And Delta Flight 15, headed from Germany to the U.S., along with about 36 other jets, made their emergency landing at Gander International Airport in Lewisport, Canada. And what happened when those planes landed there, it's just incredible. Those 37 planes carried 6,700 passengers, and the town of Lewisport only had about 10,000 people living there. But it's reported that about 9,000 of those 10,000 residents rallied together to welcome and support what they called the plane people. The people on Delta Flight 15, they couldn't get off the plane right away. They had to stay on there for about 23 hours, and a number of other planes had to hold their passengers too. They had to go through like an immigration process, and since it was a small airport, it was taking a long time. And so the community of Lewisport developed a system to bring food out to the planes. When they finally were able to get off the planes, they had to stay. They stayed for about 3 to 4 days. And the city of Lewisport only had 500 hotel rooms. And so the community set up shelters at local gyms and schools. And if you were an elderly person, you got taken to an individual home to stay. Pregnant women and people with medical conditions got to stay at the hotels across from the town clinic. Bus drivers came off strike to provide transportation. The town found ways to get food and other provisions, whatever the plane people needed. Residents even opened up their homes so that these people could have the chance to take a shower. It's just incredible how this small town rallied behind these people in need. When Delta Flight 15 took off and left Lewisport and was headed back to the States, a man asked if he could make an announcement. And he stated that he would be setting up a trust fund that would give out scholarships to the young people of Lewisport. It was kind of a poor area of Canada. And he said that whatever was pledged on that flight by the passengers, he would match. Before Delta Flight 15 landed, they raised $15,000. And today, that trust fund has over $1.5 million in it. The plane people, in view of the incredible mercy that the town of Lewisport had on them, offered up something in return. The mercy that the town of Lewisport had on the plane people is just incredible. When you read through some of the details of that story, it almost brings a tear to your eye. But the mercy that God has had on you and me is even more incredible. It's a story that should always bring a tear to our eyes. We aren't deserving of God's mercy. We aren't holy and pleasing to God. But God in his mercy sent his one and only Son into the world to live and to die so that you and I would go to heaven. The people of Lewisport opened up their homes and set up shelters for the plain people. God sent his Son Jesus to open up heaven for you. And Jesus promises you that he has prepared a mansion for you in heaven. The people of Lewisport rally together to find enough food and provisions for the plain people. It's reported that the bakeries in the town stayed open round the clock to make enough bread for all the plain people. God, our Heavenly Father, in His mercy, provides us with our daily bread. We don't deserve it, but He gives us everything that we need in this life. The people of Lewisport provided the plain people with relief and comfort in a terrible and tragic time. God, the Holy Spirit, whom the Bible calls the Comforter, provides us with relief and comfort in this tough world today in God's Word. In view of that, in view of how incredibly merciful our God has been to us, in view of God sending His Son to be our Savior, in view of God giving us everything that we need, in view of God being our source of comfort in this life, we are told, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. It makes sense, right? In the Old Testament, there were animal sacrifices, and the death of these animals pointed to the future death of Christ. And to a large extent, the worship life in the Old Testament focused on the death of these animals. But now we don't look forward to the death of Christ. We look back at His death, and we look back at His resurrection. Jesus died, but He also rose again. He lives. And so it's fitting that our worship life today consists of living sacrifices. And Paul tells us, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Fortunately for us, Paul tells us just exactly how to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. He says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He says, in order to offer your body as a living sacrifice, it all starts with your minds. It starts with your thoughts. Then when your thoughts, your mind is renewed, that'll transform your life. When your life is transformed, you won't conform to the pattern of this world. And when you don't conform to the pattern of this world, then your life, your bodies, will be a living sacrifice. Unfortunately, we fall into the trap where we stumble and fall, and our bodies aren't always a living sacrifice. But in encouraging you to offer your body as a living sacrifice, I'm not going to tell you to not get drunk. I'm not going to tell you to not sleep with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. I'm not going to tell you to not gossip. I'm going to tell you to not even think about those things. Paul's telling us, don't even think about the pattern of the world. Instead, he tells us elsewhere in the Bible, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. In order to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, think about whatever is excellent and praiseworthy. Don't think about the pattern of this world. Think about God's mercy. When you do, it'll renew your mind. That'll transform your life. You won't conform to the pattern of this world, and then your body will be a living sacrifice to God. I want you to picture your life like a ride on Delta Flight 15 that left Lewisport and was headed back home. Only picture it as you are on a flight, you're on a ride through this life to heaven. You boarded this flight the moment you had faith worked in your heart. Before you even got on board, God had mercy on you. Now that you're on your way, now that you're on your way home to heaven, what can you pledge on this flight? What can you offer up? Offer up your body as a living sacrifice. It's not a matter of you should. It's not a matter of you have to or you should really try to. It's not a matter of being a better Christian. It's not a matter of getting on better terms with God. You're already on this flight. You're already going home to heaven because of your Savior Jesus. But in view of that, in view of God's mercy, what can you offer? What can you pledge out of thanks? Pledge your life, pledge your body as a living sacrifice to God. It all starts with your mind. All starts with your thoughts. Think about whatever is excellent and praiseworthy. Think about God's mercy. That'll renew your mind. That'll transform your life. You won't conform to the pattern of this world. And then your life, your body, will be a living sacrifice to God. Our theme for this week's chapel devotion was gratitude for God's grace. God's grace is His undeserved love. It's His mercy. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices to God, holy and pleasing. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.